Agricultural Adjustment. In March 1933, Henry A. Wallace took office as the newly appointed Secretary of Agriculture. His roots lay in Iowa, a large farming state. He was a farmer, as well as a geneticist and farm philosopher. Through his family newspaper, Wallace's Farmer, he had peppered rural America with new ideas aimed at solving their problems. Yet he knew that no plan could be perfect. And his first big move, the Agricultural Adjustment Act, was bitterly opposed. Despite the opposition, President Roosevelt quickly signed the Agricultural Adjustment Act of 1933. It brought immediate change. The act provided for the slaughtering of millions of pigs and for crop reduction through plow-ups, paying farmers not to plant. For example, under the first cotton contracts, growers agreed to plow up 25 to 50% of their crop before harvest in exchange for cash payments. Henry Wallace hoped that prices would rise in response to reduced production. Some farmers protested, but the plan showed positive results. As the Depression continued, the future looked brighter on some days and more dismal on others. Farmers came to realize that as hard as President Roosevelt, Henry Wallace, and others worked to improve farm life, they also needed to do their part.